Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. We are finally home. I'm looking out the window at the beautiful frozen river with the sunlight coming up. Ducks flying down the river. I saw a bald eagle already this morning, and I'm going back to work. We got back late last night. Thanks for all your prayers for the trip. And also thanks to the first several patrons slash partners of the podcast, Teresa Sagwitz, Carol Clark, Etta Kranak, Charles Malone, and Miriam Marting. Charles had shoulder surgery yesterday. Please be praying for him. He is a firefighter and was injured in the process of working to save people from a fire and had a shoulder surgery yesterday. We're praying for you, Charles, and everybody in this community listening is hopefully praying for you this morning, too. Thank you to the partners of the podcast. You're making it possible to spread this message farther and farther. You can check it out for yourself, friend, at drleewarren.podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N.com. Podbean is the new hosting app for the show, allowing us to spread the message even farther around the world. Hey, we had night before last an amazing event at the First Presbyterian Church in Bonita Springs, Florida. I'm going to tell you a lot more about that later, but it was an unbelievable event. And you can watch the replay of the live stream that they broadcast at FPC, First Presbyterian Church, fpcbonita.org, fpcbonita.org/Warren. fpcbonita.org/Warren for the replay of that unbelievable event that we will talk about more later. I have one quick idea for you today. I just can't get this off my mind. It's not the day of the week that I normally do a new episode, but I had to get this to you today because I woke up with this idea in my head and I want to share it with you. I'm going back to my office today and I'm going to see a lot of hurting people. And a lot of those people are going to want me to give them something to manage the pain that they're having instead of something that can really fix it. And so I have one question for you today. Are we managing our lives or are we ready to change them? We're going to look into that. We're going to make some decisions and we are going to get after it. And as always, we're going to start today. Hey, I'm so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa Warren, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get that done, you can get the show notes and more on my website at wleewarrenmd.com. And please add /newsletter to join this amazing community, wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter. Hook up with people from all over the world who are praying for each other, getting to know one another. It's an amazing community. And you get my letter every Sunday for free with my best prescriptions for how you can change your mind and change your life. wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter. You can also do wleewarrenmd.com/prayer to tell us about what you need to be praying for and to pray for other people in this community. Hey, I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'm here to help you learn to change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it. Man, I love that song. I'm going to play it for you all the way through at the end today after the credits at the end of the show. The song is Water into Wine by Tommy Walker, and I'll tell you more about that later, but I had this song in my head, and I think it probably inspired this episode, and it came from this story, John chapter 2, 1 through 5, Revised Standard Version. On the third day, there was a marriage at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the marriage with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "O woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And of course, it goes on where Jesus turned the water into wine. And when they drank it, they said, "Wow, this is the best wine yet. This is a great party, a great event. You've saved the best wine for the end." Jesus changed the water into wine. And Tommy wrote a song about that. He actually did a whole concert that was the book of John. He wrote a song for every chapter in the Gospel of John. It's unbelievable, and you should watch it online. I'll give you a link to it. But the lyrics, basically, the lyrics go like this. Water into wine, water into wine. He changed my life like water into wine. He filled me up with his grace and love. He changed my life like water into wine. Many saw the signs that he performed. Many trusted and believed in his name, and only he can meet our deepest need, just like he did in me, water into wine. He changed my life like water into wine. He filled me up with his grace and love. He changed my life like water into wine. He is the God who can do anything. So many miracles still he will bring, and only he can meet our deepest need, just like he did in me. He changed my life like water into wine. Listen, friend, every day in my office, I meet people with terrible pain, and some of them are so scared of the fix, the surgery that could make it right, that they just want to manage it. They want a shot or a pill or a patch, something to mask the pain, to manage it, to push the ball down the field a little bit. And it dawned on me that we do that same thing with our lives. We don't want to fix what's hurting us, so we drink alcohol. We don't want to fix what's bothering us, so we spend money online, or we watch pornography, or we kick the dog, we have a fight with our spouse. We want to do something to push the pain away, manage the situation, deal with it some other way, but we don't have the courage sometimes to actually fix it. We don't want to do the work and go through the process, the pain, the difficulty of fixing it. We just want to manage it. Now, I found this weird verse, and it didn't seem to apply, but it dawned on me that it might actually apply. I was reading the Bible, of course, we're doing the Bible in 90 days, and we're 2/3 of the way done. But in Isaiah 51, I found this strange verse I never noticed before. And it says this, Isaiah 51, 1 in the NIV, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave you birth. When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many." That's a strange verse, and you don't see how it applies yet, but let me break it down for you. When we're dealing with our lives, sometimes we get kind of lost in the noise, and we just don't know what to do. And so we reach for something handy that makes it feel better. We surrogate what's really the true fix for something easier or more at hand, or what we think is going to be a better choice for us in the moment. We don't look for a role model or somebody around us who can show us a better way. And sometimes in our lives, we have a good role model in our parents. We can look at our dad or our mom and see people who did it better than we're doing it, and we can take their example and step up to it and follow that path. You know, the Bible says if you raise a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he won't depart from it. We can look back to our parents and remember how we were raised, and we can get back towards that good example. But some of us, though, don't have a good example. If you're one of those people that you know, if your mom was passive aggressive or verbally abusive, or your dad was, he beat you, or he abandoned you, or he didn't take care of your mom, and he didn't manage your family's finances well, or he was an alcoholic, or you know, if you have parents that didn't set a good example, you may have a hard time finding inspiration from that rock from which you were hewn, from the source of your life. If you don't have somebody around you, a mentor, a friend, a pastor, a chaplain, a church family, a spouse who can help you, then maybe you don't easily see a way to get an example of how you can follow somebody else's lead and get better. But look farther back. Maybe you had a good grandmother, a good grandfather. Maybe you have to go back farther than that. Maybe there's nobody literally in your life. But friend, I'm just here to tell you that if you look far enough back, you will find a man named Jesus Christ. And he changes water into wine. He doesn't add some protein powder to the water bottle and shake it up and give you something a little bit different to make you feel a little better in the moment. He chemically changed the substance of what was in those vats and turned water into the finest wine. I don't know if you are a wine drinker, but whatever the best possible bottle of wine that you could go buy in the world, that's what he made. It was better than that. They said, "You've saved the best wine for last." God doesn't just cover it up, friend. He changes it. He wants to fundamentally change your life by changing you from the inside. That's the rock from which you were cut. So if you go far enough back, you don't have to necessarily find a family member or a friend or a mentor or a pastor. All of those people have some sort of flaw in them anyway, right? Nobody's perfect. But if you look far enough back to find that rock from which you were cut, you will find a person who says, "Hey, stop just trying to manage this and let's fix it." And a big part of the fix is self-brain surgery, right? Change how you think and respond instead of reacting to the things in your life that life throws at you. Change how you're wired. Let him change you into something fundamentally different than you are. And let me give you a couple of examples of things he wants to do in you and for you. A little bit farther down the road in Isaiah in chapter 61, here's a nice passage. He wants to give you something, not just a pill, not just a patch, not just a little something to make it feel better, but real change. Check this out. Isaiah 61, starting in verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Do you get it, friend? He wants to give you beauty for your ashes. He wants to change your clothes. He wants to change your spirit, take away the despair and give you praise instead. He wants to take you from being a tumbleweed that's being blown along in life and turn you into an oak of righteousness that is able to withstand the storms and the wind. He wants to give you beauty instead of ashes and joy instead of mourning. He wants to change the water of your life into wine. I don't want my patients to just manage it anymore. I want them to let me fix it. How much more do you think then that your God who died for you wants you to let him change you? Let him fix it. Let him give you beauty for ashes. Let him change your life like water into wine, my friend, and let him start today. Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren Podcast is brought to you by I've Seen the End of You, a neurosurgeon's look at faith, doubt, and the things we think we know, available everywhere books are sold, from Waterbrook, Penguin, or Amazon. Please don't forget to support your local booksellers. Hey, you can subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. You can listen at drleewarren.podbean.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. But on Podbean, you can also become a patron or partner of the podcast and have access to all kinds of special things, transcripts, show notes, special episodes, and more. Check it out, drleewarren.podbean.com. You can go to my website, wleewarrenmd.com, for more information about my letter, this show, my books, and more, and sign up for the newsletter at wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter. Hey, if you need prayer for something or if you want to join the prayer community, wleewarrenmd.com/prayer is your place for that. The theme music for the show is Watered Into Wine by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by Tommy and the good people who are changing the world of Tommy Walker Ministries. You can get the music for free and consider supporting Tommy's great work at TommyWalkerMinistries.org, TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and you have to start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend, and have a great day.